Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker. The Psychic Bartender Show is sponsored by Nu Skin and presented by Universal Energy Media. Your host, Gloria Parker, looks forward to speaking her mind, voicing her opinion openly, and hearing what you have to think. She uses her intuition and numbers to get to the core of you. Gloria was the first female bartender in Atlanta, Georgia, and she hosts the Big Psychic Fair every month in Roswell, Georgia. She's an icon in the metaphysical community in Atlanta, and she's honest, and she's gutsy, and she doesn't hold back. Now, doing it her way is Gloria Parker.
Oh, hi, everybody. It's my turn. I'm on. Thank you for coming in, saying hello to me and Caroline this morning. So, here's the deal. Who's going to go out and play with the equipment? You know, we got it coming up Monday. And I don't know the statistics on it. I've had some people ask me some really weird shit about it. So, like, is it good? I'm like, well, how can I have an equipment that is got a lot of healers and light workers gathering? So I said to a friend of mine the other day, I don't really know all that. I don't know. I've not heard it. I've not gone in and researched what the astrologers are saying about the eclipse and what it's supposed to do. And I don't know a lot of that. But, you know, I don't always know a lot of that. I know what I know, guys, you know, and I know what I'm drawn to finding out. But my bottom line is this. Back in 11-11-92, I had just in the bookstore called Sunglow. And on that day, you know, we didn't have the computer back then, right? The bottom line is that through osmosis, hell, I don't know how everybody in the world found out, but there was people all over, like, you know, in the Yucatan and different places around the world, holy sites that none of us really knew anything about because we didn't have the internet. So unless you knew somebody that had a ashram somewhere or something, that's how you found out your news back then, is through networking personally. You didn't have Facebook, you didn't have Twitter, you didn't have all these things. So all I know is that there was at least one, maybe two books written about the 11-11. And then you were starting to hear down the pipe that all these people were doing, they were all dressed in white. I mean, who the hell told them that? Who told people to dress in white? Who told people to go to these sacred spaces and that there was going to be different people all over the world celebrating this energy shift with you? And that's what it was an energy shift. So for me, all the things that the people who, even you guys, you know, I don't know who calls and how spiritual you are. And I would never, you know, I would never guess that you weren't or that you didn't know something I knew. You know, that's pretty, like, you know, narcissistic. And so I don't do that. But what I do is I know that if you're calling into a show and you're interested in numbers or you're interested in psychics or you're interested in planets or you're interested in any of these things, that you are or you have had a shift in your energy. Because otherwise, your energy level would be lower to where these things aren't attracting you yet. So they are, without being an asshole about it, there is a degree of us going to a higher level to get to the acknowledgement of these things. That's all I'm saying, okay? So, for me, this eclipse, I haven't really looked at it, but I have a few friends that are having these parties up in the mountains, and I think you can see it, I don't know, an hour or I don't really know all of that. And, you know, I may end up celebrating. One of my best friends may say, you know, let's go next year the other night and spend some time with me. And she's going to, like, going up in North Carolina for 3 days. We're going to be helping and doing all kinds of rituals and prayers yoga and just beautiful things to usher in this vibration. So, I mean, just think about that. Is that not just utterly beautiful? Just think about it for just a second. So you can do nothing at all, what I mean to do, or you may try to go outside and look up, which I may try to do, or you may go to the mountains where they say that you can see it better, you know, the full effect, you know, on top of you in certain areas, or you can, but my point is it doesn't matter. You will be a part, because you're in the universe, you will be a part of this miraculous time in our lives where this eclipse will not happen again in any of our lifetimes.
That's what I think it's going to be all over. I'm not sure if it's NBC or
something. I won't be surprised that it's getting a lot of attention, okay? So just know that, you know, just to be part of it, you know, I remember in 1987 the convergence, and that was the first one that I know of. Now, that doesn't mean that it didn't happen when I was awakened. And there was 144,000 souls awakened during the harmonic convergence, which was a planetary alignment of planets that in that version, that harmonic breezeway, if you will. It was just like if you could have seen it, it would have been like this huge white beautiful cloud that just came over the whole universe. And that was like everybody got it, just like they got the 1111, and just like they're going to get the August 1st. So it's beautiful. And so for you that are listening, you can go in online and just ask Siri or go to whatever, Google and research it and see if you get a hit on it. I mean, you know, in my world, if you can't miss anything, because the universe doesn't let you miss anything, okay? You're supposed to be the universe shining on you. You can't stop it, okay? And when you're learning your damn lessons and they're hard and you go down that little black hole down again, you can't stop that either. So, you know, when you say, are things and everything predestined? Who knows? Shit, I don't know. But I do know that when the universe at certain times is for you, that you don't have, you just go with the flow. If it's a bad day, damn it, go take a nap. But you know, get the day done. You know that the energies of the day aren't in your best interest. Just avoid people. You know, try to make these less personally as you can. If it's something like what we're going to at 8:21 next Monday, you know, and you get it, what I call a hit. If you get a hit on what I'm saying and you want to be a part of it, then go get it. Go be a part of it. Okay? So that's all I'm saying. And so let me get
have
off
fun.
My, you know, what?
Have fun.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
So I want to congratulate my friend Caroline. Hope you don't mind. Her husband just bought her a beautiful new SUV Cadillac. Got all the tools. It is just, first I've seen it a few minutes ago, it's just drop dead gorgeous. And Caroline, everybody needs good luck with the vehicle. I wish you the best travel.
Thank you.
You know, especially if I'm with her a lot. I mean, come on. It's like a little selfish here. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, it is just.
Does this mean you make me drive more?
Yeah, it could be. Just, it really, really is. I won't be able to resist. Are you kidding? We're getting my dump as opposed to your beautiful car. I mean, that would be silly. So anyway, thank you for being here with me. You know, we look forward to this. You know, it's not always convenient. I mean, you know, I'm a five, guys. This is what we talk about. For me to schedule something every week for 2 hours, that's insanity in a five's world. It's not pleasurable. But having said that, this show is extremely pleasurable for me. And so one does offset the other quite a bit. So I am always happy to be here. I'm just not always happy to think about it the day before, or the hour before. Sometimes, you know, we're online and Carolina says, "You're on." And I go, "Oh my God," you know, it's like my five energy, you know, like play in this here for so long. So, of course, you know, I could, because, you know, I'm pretty smart and I can do a lot of things, but I have no ones around me. And the one energy is the energy that allows you to do a lot by yourself. You actually go out and eat by yourself, and, you know, I do none of that. There is no way in hell. I mean, the other day I was starving, and I passed through three restaurants and went, why the hell can't you just go in there and fucking eat something? You're hungry. That's part of my thing. You know, I just don't like it. So I ended up calling a friend and meeting her, like it's the spur of the moment. And if she had asked that she would meet me, I would have picked up something and come home and ate it. But, you know, I just don't do that. So those are the distinctive things that are associated with these numbers. So I am telling you that Caroline is with me every week. She takes care of the back office. She makes notes so that we know who you are and who you are and what's going on. And, of course, she's spoiled for, you know, like, way beyond. I know my daughter in heaven is screaming at her. And you know what? I'm, you know, tell Jody stop because, you know, she deserves it. There's no, I mean, you know, right now she's got
cancer. She would scream at you. She would hug me.
Yeah, really. So you're probably right, you know, which is also a pissed off point. But but anyway, Caroline, because I need to get into the numbers, but Caroline is an animal communicator. So, of course, her and Thor have this love thing, you know, this love set. You know, because Caroline loves animals and they all just, you know, swarm to her. And so if you do her work long distance, so anybody who's anywhere in the world, go into Skype, Caroline.
I don't, but I could.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that we're about to do. I've been thinking, and I've been thinking about Skype quite a bit. And I used to have it on an old computer, and it's probably still an account I have. But I never used it in years and years.
So, not since we were going to Costa Rica a lot.
Yeah.
That's when I had it, too.
Yeah. I really think, though, that if you have a business, you're trying to put it online, that Skype and knowing how to use it is probably the best thing you can do.
I have had several people, though, from other countries, you know, and I do their sessions right.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, she can do it in many ways, but I'm just saying, if you have an animal that's acting weird or funny or, you know, sometimes you can do that. They just don't like the new little furry ball you brought into the house, or sometimes you change their, or sometimes, you know, you think you're doing something good for them, and it's not something they like, and so the only way that they know how to communicate is to piss on your bed, or shit on the floor, or, you know, do stuff that, you know, what the hell's going on? This ain't you. So a lot of times that's how they do, okay? And so so just know that, you know, a conversation with Caroline can give you a lot of information about your pet. And, you know, we feed them. And I remember when I had a cat, I was in the grocery store and I was looking through the whole aisle of cat food, you know. I mean, Jesus. And they were, and that's when that fancy piece came out in a little can. They were expensive as shit. And I said to myself, well, I really want to spend that much money on I don't care about the money, but it was a little tiny can. I mean, it was like, that's what pissed me off, you know? So I didn't want to buy it. I ended up, like, just buying it and trying to get my cat, who I love, the best thing that they loved. And so do we do that? Yes. And so, yes, you need to know and talk to Caroline when they have something going on. Okay? So, petsclubcaroline.com is the email. You can reach her. You can reach her in way through email.
Website.
Through the website. And give her phone numbers. Any way that you want to communicate with her, that'll give it. And I'm sure that if she does do Skype, she'll have the Skype button there for you to do that as well, or set up the appointment by Skype. So anyway, you know, we all just keep trying, don't we, guys? And we keep trying to make it better, that we're all fabulous, is what I think. So here's the deal, okay? Here's the bottom line. Anna has Universal Energy Radio. Anna met me almost 2 years ago, and we had a chat, had a cup of coffee at a Starbucks, and she said to me, you know, I'm doing radio stuff. She said, you would love it. And I went, really? You don't know anything about radio. And she said, I know you don't, but she said, I'll set it up for you. And she said, you would love it. So thank you, Anna, because I do love it. I have loved it, and you did a phenomenal job. She is probably one of the nicest people on the planet and so helpful and wanting to help everybody. So guys, if you have a website that you want, I don't know all she does. She does printing. She prints t-shirts and stuff like that. Printing company also does websites and the Universal Radio, Energy Radio, which you can go in to blog and put that in and get a list of the things that she's promoting at the time, and then also talk to her about any of your needs when it comes to social networking and that type of thing. So she is really just a super girl. So thank you, Anna. And so anyway, I could talk and talk, but, you know, I think we need to get to a caller.
Area code 440.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. 404, which would be us, but you're where, honey? I don't know 440.
Oh, 440 is actually Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, but I'm actually in Florida.
But you live in Ohio or not?
No, I live in Florida. I'm from Ohio. I just kept the number because it was easier for my grandmother to call.
Everybody has to keep their damn number. Yeah, so we can get a new phone and have the number and keep the number. I think it was time the phone came in the end. That was it. Where about in Florida are you, honey?
Orlando. Oh, this is breaking up really bad. Are you able to hear me? I can hardly hear you.
Can you hardly hear me? Okay. Will you, okay, what is your name?
Candy.
One more time.
Candy?
Candy? Oh.
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
It keeps going in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Wow. No, I mean, I can hear, like, bits of you. I'm sorry.
So I've turned ours down to try and break our echo. But I can't hear an echo.
So you're hearing
Have
me, but I'm not hearing you?
On? At all.
Maybe try another caller.
No.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
Now I hear you.
You can hear me now. Okay. So anyway, I'm like leaning into Caroline's speaker on her computer. So maybe, that's one of the things on my list to do, though, is to, when I was working with Anna had a external speaker that I used. And I think I need to do that again. So I'm working on that, honey. But tell me your birthday.
My birthday, 9/16/75.
And it's May?
No, September. September 16/75.
May 19th?
No, September 16th.
Oh, September 16th. Caroline had it right.
Yeah.
I didn't.
75.
1-6, right?
Yes. 1-6.
Okay. Okay. So that's the most important thing. So now let me see who you are, okay? 10, 17, 22, let's see, 5, 7, 11. So have you ever done your numbers before, honey?
No.
Okay, great. Anyway, let me just tell you that R, a 47, 11, 2. Now, that means in the numbers world, is you like a very strong foundation. And then you have a also means that, oh, slightly anal. Not bad, but you know, sometimes it's my way or the highway because you're into details. You like details. You like a comfortable place. You like, you know, you don't like clutter. You like organization. Like the band. You like all of that, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just you. That's just you.
Yes.
And you love, though, is that the reason that you are most interested in this, and probably other things, too. You probably are dabbling a little bit with psychic or reading or, you know, about energy or all of that is very interesting to you because you have the seven. Seven is all spirit. All of those levels of consciousness that happen along the way. I can talk to you about it, and you might get it depending on what you've heard before, but you like it. Would you say that's
mm-hmm.
true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
I said, are you spiritual?
Yes.
That you have, and I've been doing this lately, and I don't know exactly why, but the first two numbers comes to a 25, and that also is adds to a 7. So your first two numbers is a 7. You have a 7 in the second number in your life lesson, which is all about God. So what I'm going to say about that is, now that I know that you're spiritual, is just keep working with them. You know, on a daily basis, let them clear the traffic for you. Call them, act like they're your best friend. Let them sit by you. Let them, you got three people in the room, you, somebody else, and then them. Or it may be in the mm-hmm. car and you're alone and it's just you and them. But just act as if they are real. And watch your life change. You don't have to really know a whole lot. You just got to do it. And that's the hardest. That's the hardest part. That is
mm-hmm.
the hardest part. So what I'm going to tell you about your life lesson number, though, is that you're a 47, which adds to an 11. The 11 is interesting because the 11 is the old soul energy. So, sweetheart, you have been around many, 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 many lifetimes. Okay.
I've always felt like that, yes.
Okay, and so, but, okay, before you go to the next level, vibrational level, because you're already high, okay? I mean, that's like high. So before you go into the other next level, which is the 22, the 33, and then 40, or, you know, all the double digits, all that energy is what we call old souls. So you are the baby of the old souls. Here's how you are on the planet. You are confused a lot. And the reason is that you're confused and you live in that state, actually, is because of the baby. The baby is basically like a tutor. You're chasing around a room. And they want to
mm-hmm.
play with their blocks. And then you get to them and you sit down with them and they go, oh, I don't like this. I'm going to go to the other side of the room and color. Then I'm going to go to the other side of the room and play with the brain. I'm going to go to the side of the room, and you just keep, you have a lot of things on your plate all the time. And you, because you do, you're never like grounded. You want to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, you're capable of doing a lot of all the time. Does that sound like you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So here's the thing. You have the 11, which is 2-1, but it's really not where I'm going to break it down only because it's such a high vibration, sweetheart. You can't live there. You have to break it down. And when you break the 11 down, you have a 2. So the 2 energy is the couple. You like being a couple. You like being a partner. You're one of the few people on the planet that could actually have a partnership, not just in marriage, but in business as well.
Interesting.
So are you happy? So I'm going to say it doesn't mean you can't be alone. We all can, but you're happiest when you're sharing with somebody, taking care of somebody, helping somebody. That is when you're the happiest. True?
True. Very true.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal for you. So just know that when you are satisfied with you, that you're wanting to beat up on yourself because you can't stay focused enough to get one thing done before you start another, before you your brain goes into a whole nother something. And, you know, you have the 4, which helps you with that. So it's not as bad as some of the numbers, okay? But it is there. Just know, everybody else thinks you're doing a fabulous job. Everybody else is totally happy with you. You're your own worst enemy in that arena. Nobody else really gives a shit. They think you're great. Yeah. Think you're doing great, okay?
Okay.
So just know that, okay? Now, to me, that's how, what I just told you, because you've never had this done before, is that this is, for you, how you agreed to the universe before you came. You're going to learn all 4 major lessons was going to be through that number process that I just explained to you. Recognize it. Learn what I said. And know when you have something coming that is that is going to shift or change or be a part of your foundation, and it was brought in by spirit, or spirit when something new, I want you to get really used to the way those lessons come in. Because the better you are at it, the more lessons you'll get to this lifetime, and the more that you'll be happy with how you're learning this lifetime. And you'll feel content with it. You'll feel content around it. So this year, right now, you are 36. Hold on a minute. Oh, wow. Okay. 61.7. So right now you are a 61.7 year. What that means is that last year and this year, you have led with your heart. You're going to be in your heart space next year. That means that everything that has to do with home, everything that has to do with people, all relationships. If you're, are you married?
Yes.
Yes.
You are. Okay. What happened last year in your marriage? Because did you guys become closer last year?
We've always been pretty close.
Okay.
But I mean,
well,
we've got a little one, so we're definitely doing
more family time stuff.
Okay. Well, when you're in your 6th year, which you were last year, until your 9th month, and that would have been in 2016, okay? That whole year, until your birthday, you were in a 606 year. And the reason I'm telling you that is because I want you to understand the sixth energy. The sixth energy is all about L-O-V-E, love. And it does bring a lot of people closer. A lot of people get married, engaged. They find a love. All of that happens. Or another thing that happens with the sixth energy is you have family come in like I did from out of town. You go in, whole thing has been all year. I'm in a sixth year, and all year I have been like, whew, you know, around a family and friends, and it's all been about home, family, friends, all of it. And so another 5.5 months of that. And to be honest with you, I'll be glad when it's over. But, but the sixth energy for you, you lead with the six, and then year been more about you, more about the people around you. It was more diverse. It was more out there. She brought it back into where you have open heart. You're the one that is getting bombarded, and everybody's calling you, wanting to tell you the problems. It's more on that level for you. And guess what? That adds to a seven. And the seven, again, is all about God. So you've got a bunch of sevens all the way around you. Make sure that you take advantage of making a truer relation. And I say truer. Truer is an interesting word. A truer relationship with God. A more focused relationship with God. A more intense even relationship with God and with God, and you want to bring that to a forefront. Do you know how many times this year already have you said, wow, that must have been a God job because I didn't do that, or I wouldn't have thought of that, or that wasn't supposed to happen and it did? You know, can you recall those things when people are in their?
Yeah, absolutely. Just because I think the older you get, you start to realize and see it more, the intervention.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, the seven is definitely here for you. And I just want you to understand that if you can call me anytime next year after your birthday, you are going to have going to make more money. Do you work?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, you're either going to get a promotion, be up for a promotion, start your own business, maybe with another person. Something around money is going to happen to you next year after your birthday.
Oh,
because
fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be self-love. Okay. And it's going to be with a partner. I'm going to be with other people. Okay, so it's perfect for you because you've got a two in your life path. So perfect for you to do.
Oh,
perfect.
Thank you so much for all the information.
Yeah, so call us anytime, especially if that next, especially when that happens, and if you're going to go in partnership with somebody, you can always call us back and let me do numbers on them, because then you know exactly who that person is and what they're. Won't be so like in shock when you find out that they're that your personalities don't match. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, just because you like the other people and that you feel better in that arena doesn't mean that everybody matches with all of us. And everybody does match, but you have to know what's not matching so that you can work around it. Okay. So do that, Candy, and thank you so much for calling us.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just have a listener. You don't have another caller.
Okay. I was just checking my phone. What's going on? There's an eclipse party up in the mountains that keeps calling me. I just don't know if it's going to call me. So I guess while I have a minute, I had a meeting last night with a friend about the new Hilo business. And if everybody doesn't know about that, you should. It's wearable technology like the Fitbit, except that this is the Fitbit on steroids. And it takes your blood pressure, and it does an EKG, and it does your mood and your energy level, and does blood pressure. I get my blood pressure every 2 hours, whether I like it or not. Doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care about that, but I like knowing what this band is doing so it can help others. And then by the end of the year, I don't know exactly the date that they're launching, but I know that we are going to do a we're going to have a test. It'll be an app, and that you download. I don't know how much it'll cost yet. But it's going to do blood sugar testing without the blood. It's going to be pretty damn amazing. So I just want everybody to know that that is out. If you want to take a look at it, you can go on GloriaParker.com and see my website is the Lady of Many Hats. And one of my hats is my new World Global Network, which the product is called Helo. H-E-L-O. So if you go into helo.life, L-I-F-E, you can see a 2-minute video on this band and be abreast of what is happening, because it will revolutionize the entire system. The health system is going to be amazing. It's going to take your temperature. It's going to have a mosquito repellent. It's going to help a lot of women who are pregnant that are so worried about Zika. It is going to help women. It's going to tell them when they're ovulating. It's going to tell us 2 days before we get the flu. It's going to tell us if we're hydrated. It's going to, and I mean, and there are going to be hundreds and thousands you download, and you'll be able to do your band, the Helo. And make it however you want it. So if there is a an app that you need, you can get it. And if there's one that you don't want, you not have it, and make it just for you, specialized just for you. So so that is in the that is happening now, and I'm very, very excited about it. This company called World Global Network, actually, they had. If anybody, Caroline?
Nope.
This is the listener?
Just our listener right now.
Okay.
Oh, now let's see. The listener's decided to talk.
Oh, okay. All right. Back with information on that.
404.
Oh, we have a local yokel. Hello, yokel local.
Is that me?
Is that me? Yes, it's you, honey. 404.
Oh, yay. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Nan McCullough.
One more time.
Nan McCullough.
Nan.
Nan. Hello, Nan. Do I
Hello,
know you?
Gloria. I don't believe we've met.
Come to the Psycho Fair, honey, and meet us all. You know, we do them in the middle of Roswell once a month.
So do you hear?
Yes.
Do you hear us clearly?
I listened to you and Candy, and we are. It's a little marbled, but I can get most of it. But it's not the clearest connection. Although I did hang up and call back.
Now play with us a minute. Help us get this right. On your computer, do you have anything? Like if you pushed your. If you pushed your mute, could you still hear us? Anything else in the room would be, you wouldn't be able to hear anything. Is that how that mute button works?
I'm on my iPhone 6 Plus.
Okay. All right.
I'm on Wi-Fi. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think that would matter.
See, right there, you're clear as a bell for me right now.
Oh.
So that's just you staying close to the computer.
All right. Well, then that's, I just need to be close to her speaker. It makes me know then I need to get a speaker.
Yeah, because it's all over the place.
And, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm like, you know, I'm a little nuts. What can I say? So
if I you up, you
win. Yeah. So Nan, what is your birthday, honey?
Okay, so I'm getting up there. Mine is, I'm a Sagittarius, 12, 14, 1959.
Okay.
Getting up there. Yeah,
my
really.
Life path is a 5.
Okay, so let's see here. We got a 20. I like that. And 19 and 24. Boy, are you. You're not just a 5, honey. You're a 505. You don't have nothing. You are a free friggin' spirit from hell. I'm telling you. Like, pretend that they should know what time you're coming home, what are you doing, where are you going. I mean, it's like you don't know that. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I start with a 5. I'm a 52.7. I'm not even half as nuts as you. Well, I don't know.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, and I can't
sure
handle any of it. Like, I am so bad about it. And always go to do exactly what you just tried to do. We always want to justify that we're okay. You know what? That 5, not put in proper context or not being recognized, can give us a lot of problems in our lives. Because we're pissed off, people just ask us the silliest things, or like, I mean, it's like, things that should be okay to ask somebody. So, I mean, we want to actually put everybody in school and let them have, like, lists. Do not ask Gloria this. And there's a big list. And the things that you can ask Gloria, I mean, you could put in a thimble. So it's like, I'm telling you, seriously, kept me single, married. I'm 71 years old. And I have always been an extreme free spirit, done things my way, and I don't like it when anybody asks me or tries to horn me in it any way. I'm assuming that you're just like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'm using me because I want people to understand this, that when you just have the number 04 or 505, you know, you're not complicated. That is how you agreed with the universe that you would live and work through all of your lessons. And you do not get their numbers to help you with that. And it can be a pain in the ass. So the numbers that I think are, and I'm going to use the word the worst, in my opinion they are, is the 404 and the 505. Because.
And that's me?
You're a 505.
Oh, and so it's the worst?
Well, to me, if you don't understand it, and understand that when you're in a... Are you married?
I am.
And and are you happily married?
I'll tell you, it took me... I didn't get married until I was 41. So what
okay
does that say? And obviously you now know my age, so I've been married for 16 years. There's a lot of love. We adopted a 12-year-old. We adopted a child. She's 12 now. There's a lot of love, but and I like the stability, because even though I'm a free spirit, I have a lot of integrity, and I do tend to not move laterally. Right? You know, uh-huh. I'm kind of, you know, I do move laterally. I don't really move in a straight line. So, but I like structure and I like stability, but I like that to like fly around from, right? Yeah,
well, you know, you have the first two numbers, okay, are come to an eight. And what make that? All that you said you like, that's how that is. It's like the is, you know, good at business, you know, any sure. It's like, you know, do you work?
I do.
Okay. So the eight is like, you know, always people see you as smart. You've had the ability to make money. And, you know, and so money hasn't really been an issue for you in your life. Whether you have a lot or not doesn't matter. The ability for you to have is always there. So you don't worry about a phone bill or, you don't worry about the things that a lesser learner or earner would worry about. You know, in lots of businesses, I've just never been a big money earner in my life. So, you know, for whatever those reasons are, it's like, it doesn't matter. What the thing of it is that I have always, and not worried, because I always knew I'd bar or, you know, whatever, sell another ad when I did the Aquarius. I mean, I always knew that I could make it work, but I didn't have a lot of, pool, the money pool to draw from. But personally, not business wise, because business, you know, business, but they don't understand. If you're in business, you just keep putting more money into business. If you earn a salary, God bless you, you're doing great. It's allowing you both. But a lot of times it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way because your business is great, and to do more, put more money into a business. So it's kind of like this wheel that just keeps, you know, wheeling around. So for you, Nan, the 505, can you give me your husband's birthday?
His is May, which is 5/26/1954.
Wow. Okay. He's oh, honey, Bonnie. Holy shit. You married your soulmate.
I did?
Yes. No wonder you got, see, I'm so glad you called because I need this. I need these callers. I need you guys more than you need me. I can promise you that. Because it allows me to understand get somebody like you that calls in and I understand the five so well. And then to me, like investigative side and my intuitive side, my intuition and all of that goes, what the hell could she have married at 41 years old that she could stand? You know, I mean, serious, that is going to give her the freedom through change and not box her in. Well, you married somebody just like you. So you didn't do tell him that talking about because his list is the same. He doesn't really like you to do that to him either. So you guys have, you know, you have worked it out. It's fabulous. And then here's you. Let me see where you are now. 62.8. So all year. You've come from your heart. And did you do something new, maybe with a business partner or something? Because you made more money this year.
Well, I actually didn't. And I've been a food stylist for, I've been in the film business and the photo business and in a stylist and a photographer, blah, 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 for the last 30 years. So now, and then in the last 8 to 10 years, I've started moving into more of the healing arts, yoga, got all these certifications. Now I'm into sound healing, just spent, I don't know, $5,000 on Tibetan bowls, flutes. And so I, people, shamans and psychics have been saying, you're being pushed to move into the healing arts. You're a healer.
And I'm like, do what? So the last year I've really embraced that. I'm Reiki. Now I've got Reiki. I'm in Don Simmons Shaman's classes. I've been invested in this, you know, I feel like I'm in transition it's new territory for me. It's brought me into a whole new group of people that I feel much more compatible with, and but I'm wondering, is this all going to play out?
Okay, let me just tell you, I'm going to ask you something. You may not remember this, but in 2014, you crossed your destiny. Can you tell me anything that happened to you that would have been major? Moved, that's when you got the shift to do all of the work you're talking about, changing your focus, any of that. I don't know. Maybe move to another city. Maybe, I don't know. You have sold one. Anything that was pretty big, because that
we did. We moved. We just moved from Johns Creek to downtown Woodstock. But it was, and then I did. That's when I started, I think, doing all this teacher training and started taking the healing arts more seriously on a physical movement and an emotional level and more of an energy work level.
Okay. So I wanted you to see if you could recall it, because usually we can. I always say to people, if I met you a few years ago and said to you, what happened to you in a certain year? It's stuff that you would remember, because it was what we call crossing our destiny. You only do that every 9 years. And so you were in a 5 year in your five life path. And so that's when it happens. Okay. So my point is, okay, is that your husband, honey, is when he came into his birthday on 5/26, he is crossing his destiny this year.
Oh.
So from now till then, and this is how it's going to look. He's going to make more money, and he is going to be, he has been actually the last 7 years all over you. You're just coming into the six. He's been in the leading with his six, and the six is all about his sweet little open heart. He has been, like, you know, like more compassionate, passionate, all of everything that has to do with family. You know, he's all in. And he's been like that, though. He's been like that for the last 7 years. So, but this year, he is still in that space, the heart space, and the eight is present. And the eight is got to do with more money. Money has to do with enterprise on any level. You know, I mean, he could be all of a sudden interested in stock, like I am. I've just started buying some stock. So anyway, those kinds of things. But he is going to cross his destiny this year. It's going to be interesting. And you are also, both of you guys are soulmates. And then it's beautiful, because you're in your 8 year and he is crossing his destiny in his 5 year. You both for, let's see here, the next 3 years. So for 5 years total, you guys have both started with your six. It's 5 years out of the nine that we get these numbers. You guys have been hand in hand with the six. Now the second number has been a little different, so it's given you a little bit of a difference, but both of you have been all about family, all about home, all about all of that. And it sounds like you have.
We have.
Yeah. Really nice.
So
really
are you
nice.
Saying that for me, I'm get so more like in 2 years, I'm going to be crossing into that destiny since I'm in?
No, you already did it. You did it in 2014. That's why I asked you, what happened in 2014?
Will it turn over again? Is it going to happen again?
Every 9 years we get it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will not get it until 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I mean, you just had it, so you're not going to have it until, like, you know, whatever, 2014, add 9 years, 2023. You're not going to have it again until 2023. That's
interesting.
When you'll have it. Yeah, so you don't have it, but once it so, even though he's doing his this year. So it'll be very interesting to see what that brings up. Very interesting. He's got five out of nine numbers that's involved with this. Okay? You both are a 505 life path.
Oh, he is too?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You guys are soulmates. You guys are soulmates.
Interesting.
But it's hard. I mean, whatever the last 21 years was like, I mean, it's like, you know, people, and then as we get older, we look at ourselves and go, so they asked you what time you're coming home. Don't be such a, just tell them and shut up. You know what I mean? Don't go into 10 minutes of, honey, you know, I'll be here when I get there. Or, you know, don't say something high. Just tell him what the fuck he asked you and shut up. And that's what we do. Because the fight, we want to fight if someone wants to push us into a corner. Like, it's none of your business like to be questioned at all. You know, not with those kinds of things. It's almost like, you know, putting a shackle on us. Asking the stupidest nothing questions. But your husband and you share that energy to where you don't do it to each other. But you don't have to be told not to do it. You just don't do it.
That's true. Can I ask you about another birthday? And just I want to know if there's compatibility, what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's September 30th, 1959. And how that works with me.
All right.
With mine.
Okay, 1924. You know, here's the deal. Their life path is a 63-9. Nine energy, you know, see, let me just tell you, let me back up a minute. Except that you cannot, I mean, the five is pretty simple, but it's very, the reason that I say it's the hardest is because if you think about it, at work, you can't be in a cubicle. You have to, if you're in a room, you have to have a window. You can't have a strict schedule. I mean, I can pinpoint you to a T because I have a five. I get it. It's like the things that my heart sing are the things that people don't even think about. Like being, I always use this because it's the epitome for me of how I love my day. And that is on the road and with a car full of gas, neighborhood or an area where I am. And nobody knows where I am either. That is my place. That's my happy space. So if we are not in danger, but don't know where we are, and nobody can get to us, and nobody knows, we are happy. Now, you're laughing because it's true, right?
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
Okay. So here's the point. Even though in most instances, that five energy you would think to the best words that I have, that I can, you would think, what the fuck? There's nothing wrong with them five. They can just soak it up and shut up and let people ask what they want and put them where they want and give them a closed room. And the cubicle is the one. It's in the middle of the room. And your heart and your body goes ice cold and you go, oh, God, let me get the hell out of here. So sometimes people not understanding the five because they have no reason to, honey, they don't get it. How complicated you as a person are, because freedom through change is what drives your every emotion. So it's not like you can't go do everything because you're out in the friggin' water and it's lots of space. So everything you think of, like, go a little bit deeper, think why you like it. And that, and what'll happen is you'll find that freedom in that space. So you get somebody who's a four, and their ego is that they want to plan everything. You don't want to plan shit. You're totally spontaneous. You can pick up and go anytime that you want, and be okay with it. But if you were trying to be with a four, normal essence of the way they rule on the planet was they need to have boundaries. They need to have everything's planned. Everything's a planned for them. You know, you and your husband want a new car. You just start going to a dealership and you're going to come out with one. Those four people, they want to plan it all out. They go look for, you know, they'll go look at 12 dealerships.
Read consumer affairs or whatever.
You know, I'll read all that shit about the cars. Know what the hell they're buying. Now, will they eventually get the car? Absolutely. But the five will be in misery by the time that happens. You see?
Yes.
It's like, what the hell are you doing? You know? So all I'm saying is that unfortunately I've known people that, and I saw what your was, and I realized that you married your soulmate. I can't tell you how happy I am for you. Because when that happens, you've really got, I mean, it's like you can live happy instead of living calculated. And to me, that's, there's nothing better than that.
Oh, you have your nine.
There's nothing better to understand and know that you do not have to work around your partner, that you don't have to work around them, that you don't have to be in the manipulative space, that you don't have to do all of that. And so many people live there because they have to. So my point is, honey, that's great. I'm telling you. And then he's crossing his destiny, which is all about the heart, which you live, you're starting there too. So he's got people telling him all his their problems, and you do too. You're both getting fed. Mm-hmm. And then when he comes home and you come home, your conversations are easy. And it's all got to do with what are we going to do in the house and where are we going to take the baby this weekend and you know, are we going to go visit your mother soon? And, well, you know, all of that. I mean, you're both in sync is what I'm saying. Now, the number that's not in sync is not really a big deal. You're a 62-8, okay? and he is a 50. That means at 5, he crosses his destiny this year. But it's, you've got all those beautiful numbers to work with. So you're great. I mean, it's great. So now the person that you asked me about, that person is a 639. With the heart, this guy or this woman, whoever it is, they want to have fun. They are very creative. They like to have a good time. And you see them as being solid. Then you have the 9. The 9 is the universal number for true humanitarianism. They just want to do good in the world. And even if they only have 2 dimes to rub together and they ain't got no money, when they think about what they would like to be, it's feeding children in Africa or, coming to the, serum for these or, don't make a shit. They can spend a lot of time thinking about the good that they want to do in the world, even if they can just afford to do it in their mind. So they're really nice people. Then, okay, this person starts with a 6, which is all about the heart, only humanitarian, very, very creative. And then the 9 is they also are living in a space of completing. They complete things. They get things done. They get things off their plate. So they don't, they don't hoard. They're not hoarders and, all of that. But because there's no 4 here, they're also not that anal person I was describing before either. So I don't know who this person is, but I don't see any let me back up a second. Because what I want you to understand is that the 505, like I try to tell you, is just really complicated because it's almost like we live with the sickness of having to have so much freedom. But it's great people. It's nothing to do with, like, that line would not hit you and go, oh, God, you're a pain in the ass, you're anal, you're this, you're that, my way or the highway. They're not going to do any of that because the 5s are really great people. Their worst thing is them because of the way they have to find freedom in everything. But other than that, they're spontaneous. Who doesn't want people spontaneous? I want to go out to dinner. I'm going to call you and say, hey, meet me in 10 minutes. Okay. I mean, it's like I really need a plan. I never make a plan. I go to those easy scissor places to get my hair done. I'd like to go to a better place with a better practitioner, maybe, but I can't make a plan. I can't make a plan to go get my hair done next Tuesday. And if people don't work the way I need to, I just go in and I go, can I get a haircut? If they say, come back in an hour, I think about it and went, nah, I can't really do that. I'll catch you another time. Well, it might be a month. I don't know. But, or I'll go somewhere else and say, take me now. If somebody can take me now, they get business. My hair is going to grow next week, tomorrow. I just want you to do it now. And that's how 5s live. Don't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So when you start understanding the numbers, it's pretty, I can't tell you, I've done the numbers 30 years, but when I did the paper and I did other things, publishing took 12 hours a day. No matter how much I tried, that's what it was. It was just a big job. And then, I had a bookstore. And then I have a psychic fair I've been doing 27 years. So I've always had tons of stuff going on, But it suited me because it kept me free doing this and doing that. I could, I could always, make it all work. But I can't do certain things that other people do. I can't appointments. You know, there are things that are about Gloria. It doesn't make Gloria a bad person. People that know me just know, you know, and if I know I have to be, there's a birthday party on Friday night. Do you know how many times I've canceled that in my mind? And how, I mean, when I first heard about it, I went, oh, yay, there's a party and it's going to be great. Well, the more I think about it, chances are I won't show up at that party. Because it was too, now if they'd have called me an hour or two before or that afternoon and said, hey, meet us for steak at such and such place, chances are I'd had an hour to get a shower and get dressed and I'd have been there. But when I have to think about going somewhere that's scheduled, it's just not good for me. I'm just not a scheduler. And most of the fives are like that. So did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we
That's
are.
That's why we freelance.
That's why we freelance.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I help you with this 63.9?
With the 63.9.
Yeah, the guy, the person, the 9:30.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's not compatible.
So that's not compatible.
No, you're that's what I'm trying to tell you. You're basically compatible with everybody. Because the only thing that you want to be careful of is if somebody is anal. If you want to make an appointment with somebody or talk to somebody, or go in business with somebody or whatever, and they want to write it in a calendar, chances are you should run. Or make that person know, I don't do calendars. You know. In other words,
I am sort of a planner.
I
actually do.
How are you?
I do.
Well,
I plan.
Well, you do have with my freedom.
I tend to. I don't know why I'm echoing. But
I tend to have.
There's so much going on, especially where we live.
We all have to drive to all these different things that we like.
Mind marbling. Then I have to plan my weekend. I'm going to be here. But it's all very free.
Well, yes. I mean, okay. Well, let me just back up here. You do have a 4. You know, you're 12-14. So you do have a 4 present.
Right.
So anytime that you have a 4, see, I have nothing. I have a 130. I have a 1, which is more of a do it my way. I mean, you know, I have more of that. You have more of the 4, which is the organizer. So you
I'm very organized.
Yeah, you can organize. Yeah. And being in your business, you know, you had to make an appointment. So you... Your livelihood was set, but also could make the schedule the way you wanted it. So that offset it. So you like
your job.
I think the other person is more of a business
and a partnership
without losing
the stability that I have with my home and my husband. The other one I feel a very strong pull.
Career-wise, in moving into the healing arts.
This person leads with a heart. And you know, when I started to do numbers back in my bar days, when we started online, you know, back in, and I would ask people to give me their birth date so I could tap into their energy, basically, is what I was doing at the time, and because I was reading cards. Anytime I got a 9, I would go, ooh, thank you for coming on the planet. You're one of the nicest people here. And it's true. I mean, it's like they really care about humanity on a universal level. And they are mostly our healers. Most of the healers that I do their numbers are not.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So just keep that
you
in mind,
that
you know.
You get that from me?
A 5-0. Well, wait a minute. You were born in 1959. You got a 9.
Right. Yep. There's a 9 there. I've always been extremely empathic and I don't know, sensitive to whether I think there's part of that, definitely, especially with our daughter.
The Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin and produced by Universal Energy Media. For more about the Psychic Bartender Show with Gloria Parker is sponsored by New Skin.